Day 442 Sunday, June 16, 2 Kings 14 28 29 and 2 Kings 15, 8 18, 2 Kings 14 28 29 NKJV. Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did, his might, how he made war, and how he recaptured for Israel, from Damascus and Hamath, what had belonged to Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Jeroboam rested with his fathers, the kings of Israel. Then Zechariah his son reigned in his place. 2 Kings 15, 8 18 NKJV. In the 38th year of Azariah king of Judah, Zechariah the son of Jeroboam reigned over Israel in Samaria 6 months, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. Then Shalom the son of Jabesh conspired against him, and struck and killed him in front of the people, and he reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah, indeed they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. This was the word of the Lord which he spoke to Jehu, saying, "Your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation." And so it was. Shalom the son of Jabesh became king in the 39th year of Uzziah king of Judah, and he reigned a full month in Samaria. For Menachem the son of Gadi went up from Tirzah, came to Samaria, and struck Shalom the son of Jabesh in Samaria and killed him, and he reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Shalom, and the conspiracy which he led, indeed they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Then from Tirzah, Menachem attacked Tifsah, all who were there, and its territory, because they did not surrender. Therefore he attacked it. All the women there who were with child he ripped open. In the 39th year of Azariah king of Judah, Menachem the son of Gadi became king over Israel, and reigned 10 years in Samaria, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart all his days from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG reading plan states, after the death of Jeroboam, the situation in Israel grew steadily worse. His son Zechariah was king for only 6 months and was no better than his father, thus bringing to an end the prophecy that God had made to Jehu, "Your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation." 2 Kings 10:30. The assassination of Zechariah also fulfilled a portion of the prophecy we just read in Hosea that in a little while I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu. Hosea 1:4. Following Zechariah's assassination, Israel was ruled by a succession of usurpers. Shalom, like the usurper Hazael, 2 Kings 8:15, was referred to in Assyrian records as the son of nobody, indicating that he was not of royal descent. He lasted only a single month, being overthrown by Menachem. The lesson of history shows that whenever a person takes over a leadership role through a coup, whether in a nation, in the church or in any organization, he is setting an example to his followers that they too can do the same if they are dissatisfied. Menachem attacked Tifsah, 2 Kings 15:16, that is, Thapsacus, on the Euphrates, the border city of Solomon's kingdom, 1 Kings 4:24. Jameson Fawcett, Anne Brown's commentary note, on 2 Kings 15:16, it appears that Menachem was trying to maintain the expansion that had occurred under Jeroboam II, who had died just 7 months before he took the throne. Tifsah would be an example to all those who would try to stop this brutal king. His abominable and egregious evil in ripping open the pregnant women was an all too common heathen practice. 2 Kings 8:12, Hosea 13:16, Amos 1:13. Ironically, the name Menachem meant comforter. None of these Israelite rulers are recorded in 2 Chronicles. In fact, as noted previously in the Beyond Today Bible commentary, almost none of the final kings of Israel, from Jeroboam II on, are even mentioned in Chronicles.